Joe.
Hey, Willie, this is John with Local Splash. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Well, so far so good. It's been a pretty busy morning, but good problem to have, you know?
Oh, yeah. What's the name of your guys' business again?
It's called Local Splash. Local. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're down here in Orange County in Southern California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here. I mean, we do this advertising all over the country. That's how Google makes all their money, is the business owners that are paying to put themselves on the first page in front of their potential prospects. But, yeah, so we're down here in SoCal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I know you were speaking with Tara about a listing that's available for your area out there in Kashmir. And she wanted me to jump on the line mainly to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No. We've, in the past we were always in the telephone books, and that kind of went away. Nobody even opens up a telephone book now.
Right.
So everything's either searching online or hitting Google and stuff like that.
100%, yeah. I'd say about 90% of your potential clients or your ideal clients are doing a Google search, and most of those guys, if not all of them, are not really going past the first page. So, it's about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody. And I'm sure you want to have your business in that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. We do commercial and residential, and my residential, it's actually going down. I don't do nearly as much as I used to, but it's still there.
Well, here's the thing. So you have a Google business profile online. It doesn't show up on the first page when you look up excavation or any of the services you provide, right? That's the whole point of our services. But now, if somebody were to hire you for residential work and they wanted to look you up online, they could see your Google business profile. The problem is you only got one review on that Google business profile, and it's not a good one. It's a bad one. It's a Maggie Allen. You ever heard of her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Frank.
Bitch. That's like that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only one up there for the Google business profile. And so obviously with you, it's not just putting you up there. We want to fix the reputation. And then, the website that you have, I don't know how you feel about it, but it could definitely use a little TLC.
Oh, yeah. Be honest with you, I'm not the one that sets it up. I do the work out in the field.
Gotcha.
I believe it was my wife and daughter-in-law kind of threw it together.
Okay. Yeah, it's built through Wix. It looks like somebody might have put it together personally, not like through a professional graphic designer. And that's usually what happens with Wix. You don't have to know how to code with it. You could just kind of get in there and plug and play. You can kind of copy and paste numbers and things on there to get it to work.
Okay.
So it's not bad, but we could do with the site, right? That's not a problem. The issue is this review from Maggie, and then you not showing up when people are looking up excavation. It's going to exclude you from a lot of opportunities. So, we could solve both of those problems right here in one phone call. And then also we can give your Facebook page a pretty significant boost, as well by running Facebook ads through it for you. Okay. The problem, though, again, it comes down to dollars and cents, right? So when I'm looking at some of these guys that are in your area currently that are up here, which would basically be your main competitors, it's like Smith Excavation and Boyer Mountain Excavation. These guys are both doing what's called our Platinum Package. Now, our Platinum Package, it's advertised at $599 per month, which I don't think is an ideal starting point for your business. But I do want you to have the same bells and whistles that they have, the review monitoring, the website options, the Facebook ads. It basically an A to Z campaign. You could cancel everything else that you have and just use this and you wouldn't lose any sleep over it. You'd actually save yourself some money probably if you're buying leads from Home Advisor and Angie's List. But what I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, and just to commit to a month, it's a month-to-month service, right? So we'll go 30 days at a time. I'll reduce the monthly price down to just $299. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So you'll keep that rate for as long as you choose to continue to come back and have your business on that first page.
Okay. If I want to do that, and then in a month or 2 months, I want to boost it up, we can always do that, can't we?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you're already going to be on the first page of Google, but if you want to cover, like, maybe more ground, because this will cover you up to 35 miles, but let's say you want to go further, we could always add other things like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. We could definitely upgrade you.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, but the package I'm putting you on is the same one Boyer Mountain has and the same one Smith Excavation has. I'm just reducing the price. I'm not cutting any corners on it. So that should keep you pretty busy, to be honest, unless you have a couple of crews and you could work like three or four jobs at a time, then, you know, that only then would I say, okay, maybe let's do a bigger campaign.
Yeah. Nope. We're pretty small.
Yeah. Yeah, so this would be a good starting point. But obviously, I'll still be with you throughout the campaign, and our customer service team here is very adamant about following up with our guys and making sure it's working, because if you guys don't get paid, we don't get paid. So at any time when you grow the business, if you want to expand, we can do that. Absolutely. We can do like a Google ad or something bigger.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and lock that in.
You'll love it. Yeah. If you could do anything with what you have now, I was thinking this would be a great fit for you. So I'm going to create your Google business profile or verify it. I do have a Google business profile for you, but I want to make sure that there's no changes to it. So are you still running with the same hours of operation for the business? It looks like you're closed at 7. It's 7 to 7
yes.
Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then there's no changes to the business name? It's just Stubbs Excavation, or are you an LLC now?
Yeah, we've always been an LLC. I just haven't had it in there, but yeah, it should be LLC.
Okay, I want to add that there. And then this phone number we're on is different than what we have online. Online on Google, they have that 8925 number, 509-670.
Yep, that is my wife's number, because I get flooded with phone calls.
Okay. No worries. You want to keep having the calls primarily going to her?
Yeah. Can we put both phone numbers on there?
I could put one as like a contact for us, like if we need to get a hold of you, but on the Google listing itself, it'll only have one number on there.
Oh, okay. Let's leave it with hers then.
Okay. But anything, like if we need to communicate with you guys, I'll just call you directly myself.
Okay. That's
right.
Okay.
I'll keep that cell phone up there. And then website's good. I already hyperlinked it. Now, we had another address before. They sent a postcard there. I think your wife's the one who gave it to us. It was 5870 Hughes Street in Cashmere. Is that still accurate?
Yes, it is.
All right. You go ahead and update this. And you have the option to hide that address online. You don't actually have to display it. Do you want it? You want me to hide it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need people to see that.
Yeah, nobody's coming to you. You're going to them, right? So don't need to have that up there. I gotcha. So they'll still see your city, state, and zip, but they just won't actually have the street address there or be able to get turn-by-turn directions to you.
Oh, okay.
And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You offer financing for larger jobs?
No.
No?
Not typically.
Okay. And you have all appropriate license and insurance for the state of Washington?
Absolutely. Insured to death.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't make it onto our qualified candidates list without it for this placement, but I just got to double check, because I've had some guys make it through the cracks and they get the spot, and then we find out later we got to give them their money back. They don't even have the license and insurance. So we're not going to post them. Yeah.
Not a good thing to do business if they're doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not somebody we want to tell the community is top recommended, you know?
No.
Just go ahead and use this guy. You'll lose everything.
Yeah. Walk away with it.
Yeah, you know, and so you come your house cleared out. And then we're going to send everything in writing, so you get a written agreement, even though it's a month-to-month service. What's the email address that I could send that to?
My email is william@stubbsexcavation.com.
All right. @stubbsexcavation.com. Okay. All right. And you usually go by Willie, but it's William?
Yeah. Yeah, Willie or William, doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, for the paperwork, this is a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off and get it back that way here at the beginning of the year, at least the first 2 months of it. So I want to make sure it's got your full name on it, and then I'll make sure we always address you as Willie.
Okay.
All right. And then there's going to be a client interview where we're going to want to sit down with you and just interview you on the business, make sure that we're actually listing you properly, okay? I don't want people calling you about jobs that you don't do, or your wife for that matter, wasting your time.
Sure.
And I want to make sure we're sending you to the right areas, too. I want you getting calls out in the middle of the boonies. So you got three options for the client interview time, okay? And this could be either later today or tomorrow. Okay, but I have tomorrow, if you want to do the morning time, I could do as early as 7 a.m. all the way up until 12 o'clock. And then if you want to do in the afternoon tomorrow, I could do from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And if you want to do it today, I could do it between 2 and 3 Pacific Standard.
Sure.
So which one of those will work best for you?
They would work good, except I got a dental appointment at 2. Great. Tomorrow I'm actually leaving to go out of town.
I was going to say I could probably squeeze you in between 1 to 2, like before your dentist appointment here. I figure
How long does this take?
Nah, it's easy. It's some guys get through it in like 30 minutes. Other guys, you know, it might take the whole hour. It really just depends on you. But it's general knowledge information. I mean, they're not going to ask you anything you wouldn't know off the top of your head about the company.
Oh,
it's just,
okay.
Hey, do you do this or do you not do this? And, you know, it's pretty simple.
Okay. They could call me at 1. I'll try and finish it up with them.
Okay. I'll shoot you a text message about 1 hour before, just to remind you. I think it'd be a good idea to knock it out before your mouth's all numb.
Yeah.
That'd be a funny conversation.
For
sure. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I've been there. I told one of my colleagues here, I said, I'll come back after the dentist's appointment. And I came back, and I couldn't talk for the rest of the day. The whole side of my face was numb. Yeah.
Yes,
I was like,
the older you get, the worse it is.
Yeah, it's like a sedative almost, you know. They didn't even knock me out for that one. That one was just the Novocaine, but it's still my whole, like, I remember I took a drink of water and I drooled all over myself. I was like, okay, this is embarrassing. I'm going to go home. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, my shirt's all jacked up. I'll see you guys later. All right. So I got your client interview scheduled here. I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension, Willie. I don't know how tech savvy you are, but I'd rather you just save this number into your phone. That way, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want something done quickly, you or your wife, too, because I know she helps with the site, I want you to be able to reach out to me directly without having to go through the whole like, customer service or talking to one of my reps, okay? So I'm going to text it over to you.
Now, is this also something we'll be able to send in more pictures to add and such?
Yes, sir. I can actually send you the email for that right now, and you can share that with your other half when you get home this evening.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I definitely have a bunch of them.
Yeah, send in the logo, too. Send in the logo. I didn't see a logo on the website at all.
Oh, that's good in there. Well,
no. Yeah, but we could help you with that. All it says is Stubbs Excavation on the website. There's no logo or any kind of branding anywhere.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's about a lame duck yet, isn't it?
Yeah, but we got to get in there and do everything from scratch, too. I mean, I want to take care of some of these reviews that you have first and start building some new ones, you know. But we'll get in there and we'll do everything from top to bottom, make sure it's all cleaned up and ready to go. That way you guys are looking good once we get you up there and get the logo attached to the site and the Google profile.
That's what we like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get your phone ringing, you know. You guys just got to keep getting the good reviews. If you deal with any other characters like this lady here, Miss Ollie, let me know ahead of time. Let me know ahead of time. Call in, because we have review monitoring, you know, and we always side with our guys. But, you know, if they just go ahead and post that there, and she's doing it through her Gmail, they're not going to verify it. They're just going to go ahead and throw it up there. They're never going to hear your side of it, you know. Now that you have us in there, you know, we'll hear you out, and then, you know, we can get some of those things expunged and keep your reputation as close to a 5-star as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole thing, you wouldn't have believed how that went.
No, I mean, she was pretty detailed, so she just put, like, oh, we've used you guys for years. So obviously, if she used it for years, her service wasn't bad, you know? That tells us a lot right there. And she didn't write any good reviews from all the times before you guys helped her. But of course, here's the bad one, right? So, and you could tell by what she's saying, you know, this time wasn't so great. The work was good, but not finished. Said he would come back, finish the job, never did, called several times, right? Felt ignored. So we didn't get to hear any side of that. You know, or your side of that. We only hear her side of it, you know, and then.
Yeah. Try to do somebody a favor because you're working next door to them, and that's how it ends up.
Yeah. You're good at something, never do it for free, you know. I always say our friends are the worst clients because they always want a discount. They always want.
Friends,
you know?
And family.
Yeah.
One like hell.
Yeah, the family's definitely the worst because then at the end, you try to write them an invoice, and they go, for what? Remember that time?
What the hell's it for?
Remember that time I gave you my apple?
I know exactly how that goes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, well, William, so I got your profile squared away, and I got this client interview knocked in here. We're going to circle back with you in about an hour and a half. All I have to do is secure your first month's payment. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
I will use my business card.
Okay. Is it Stubbs Excavation LLC on it?
Nope. This one is, well, it does. It says William
Harry
Stubbs
card,
and then Stubbs Excavation.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, I want to make sure it has it on there because then you get all those write-offs, you know. You're LLC. Better that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some guys use a personal card, and I tell them, man, the second you get a business card, and call me back, get your write-offs going, and you can invest your money in the business instead of having them tax you as like an individual earner.
Yeah. Oh, they lay it to you.
Yeah, it's bad. You're telling me. I live in Southern California, so I know. It's horrible.
Nice liberal state, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. I'm like, man. They're like, how much do you make? I go, oh, I've been making a little over a quarter for the last 5 years. And they go, oh, that's great. And I go, yeah, half of it's gone before I can even see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Washington.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Oh, well.
The billing address is the same as the street address?
It is. It's the same as the street, yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you, Willie.
It is 4003.
Okay.
9010.
Okay.
1863.
Okay.
2602.
All right. An expiration date, month, and year?
That is 04/28.
Okay. And 3-digit code on the back?
853.
All right. I'm going to walk you through a 60-second recording as an added form of protection for you, and then you're good to go until 1 o'clock. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Stop me if you don't agree with anything. I'll rephrase it for you. So.
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dubs Excavation, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
William Stubbs, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Oh, yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Willie, it's important that you and the missus are actively involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but, you know, if you answer the calls live or if she answers the calls live, your guys' chances of getting them are like 90%. The longer you wait to get back to them, the lower your chances are of landing them. They might go calling somebody else. So keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Absolutely.
All right. We already know what you're currently doing. I actually think after a month or two of this, you'll probably leave that Home Advisor by Angie's program because they just buy leads from Google and then resell them to you guys, and they sell them to like four or five people. So
that's what I figured.
Yeah, yeah. So now that you're on Google independently, this will be a lot better. You have people call you direct, but you don't have to cancel that. That's just me kind of predicting the future. I've worked with guys who have used that in the past, and they always like having people call them directly rather than getting those leads, paying per lead. But anything after today, just make sure that the other half knows that we're doing this, so that way she's not like signing you up for like Yelp or running Facebook ads or something. We're already going to provide those things for you, so no need to pay for something you already have or duplicate anything.
Okay.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month, Willie. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. It processes today. The first month's going to go through at $299. Every month after that, it'll stay $299 on the eighth day of the month for as long as you're with us. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So your payment's getting processed now. When it clears, you're going to get a confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. I've also sent that over to your email. That way you have it on file, and you can always show that to your other half, too, so that way she knows exactly what we're doing for you. My phone number is attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward, so you could share that with her as well. If you guys got any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. We'll walk you through it and make sure everything's working properly until you got the hang of it, and then I'll back off and let you do your thing.
Okay.
All right, Willie, we're all squared away. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you shortly here at 1 o'clock for your client interview.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.